This is Morning Edition on NHPR. Town meeting is next Tuesday for many communities around the state. One of the big decisions for voters will be to approve their town's operating budget. But a bill filed in the state legislature this session would change how those budgets are approved during town meeting. Republican State Senator Nancy Stiles is the bill's prime sponsor. She joins Morning Edition now to talk about her proposal. Good morning.
And thank you for having me in.
Thank you for the time. Senator, can you explain first how budgets are crafted currently under the SB2 town meeting format? It can be a pretty complicated process.
It is. Your governing body presents it to the Budget Committee, and the Budget Committee presents the budget to the public. And in an SB2 town, it goes to the first deliberative session, which is where any changes can be made to the budget process. So depending on the number of people that are there, they can increase or decrease the budget to their choosing, and then the budget goes forward that way. The bill that I have introduced, which is Senate Bill 242, I introduced on behalf of one of my budget committee members in a local cooperative school district who was tired of just seeing a few people show up at the first deliberative session and making drastic changes to the budget. And so what this bill does is it says those changes can be made at the first deliberative session, but then they are placed on the warrant under the proposed budget for the public to vote on. So if one increases or decreases, the public gets to vote on that. And those don't pass unless the proposed budget passes, because there would be no implementation on the default budget.
But why the change? I mean, the very essence of town meeting is that direct citizen involvement that we have with this. Why do you want to change that?
Well, because in the SB2 town situation, which really does provide the opportunity for more people to vote, we don't see that many people attending the first deliberative session. Lifestyles have changed drastically for some of our young families. They're busy with soccer and baseball and all kinds of things going on, so they don't take the time to attend the deliberative session where all the action takes place.
So there's already, as you said, very low participation at these sessions in these towns. What about the concern that this could even lower it further?
Well, I suppose it could, but right now the participation is not good. In my community itself, we have 5,000 voters, and at the beginning of the first deliberative session this year, there were maybe 100 voters there, and by midday, there were like 20.
So this bill would essentially kind of change the essence of the SB2 town meeting, wouldn't it?
It would change the essence of it, but it would still give the opportunity for people who had the interest to show up at the first deliberative session to make any suggestions that they wanted. And then those would go on to the warrant, and the voting public would have a chance to voice their opinion.
What's next for this bill, and when do you see it going to affect?
Well, first of all, we have to have the Senate hearing, and then it would go to the Senate floor, and then hopefully it would pass both, and then it would go to the House and go through the same process. This would not actually be implemented until 2016.
What are you hearing in terms of support?
Well, I think there's a lot of interest, because there have been issues with the SB2 town process simply because of the low attendance at the first deliberative session.
State Senator Nancy Stiles, thanks for the time.
You're welcome. Thanks for being in.